But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I do wonder where everybody sits with regard to how much yesterday did to either make you believe that the 49ers did wake up, as George Kittle, I guess, is somewhat suggesting. Did they wake up or did they just beat the Bears?
I think they woke up. I mean, you'll see against the Rams. The Rams are good. The Rams are much better than they were the first time you played them, and the Rams beat you in that game. And I just watched yesterday's game against the Bills and what the Rams were able to do. And I know Buffalo's defense is not world-beating, but the Rams matched them shot for shot, play for play, up and down the field. So this game's going to be much more difficult than the Bears game was.
Yeah,
so
no
this
doubt.
One will determine if the Niners truly are back or not. If you lose this game and you fall to 6-8, it's probably over. Unless you pull off a miracle, 9-8, I don't think gets it done.
888-957-9570, the number. We should probably continue the conversation that's born here out of the crossover for sure. And again, all I'll do is kind of circle back to what I've already stated, which is that I get sort of confused why we need to come out of certain situations, pick one person and go, it's on this person. That doesn't really exist in life. It certainly doesn't exist in sports. This is a collective thing. So nobody's excusing anybody. But it is my very firm belief, and we'll play for you the George Kittle again, where he suggests that it wasn't until yesterday that this team, that he felt an actual collective sense of urgency. Of course, Kyle Shanahan is a part of that, but they all are. And I could tell you this, there had been very, very few times in my life where anybody, any other human being has looked me in the eye and said something with words. And I immediately just went, oh, well, now I feel completely differently about everything. And I feel a total new sense within my own body. And I am now going to act completely different than the way I might have been acting. I just don't believe that that exists with words. I believe it exists with actions. It's why every team has team leaders within the team that are not the coach. It's why the Draymond Greens of the world exist. It's why the Fred Warners of the world exist. It's why the Buster Posies of the world exist. Because these types of things have to trickle down and they have to end up living inside the players. And until you actually feel real fear or real sense of consequence by not doing well, you may or may not actually perform at your best. And so, of course, it starts with the coach. There's a piece of that puzzle, but I almost look at that like, imagine a 20-foot putt. You get it started with your putter, and then it's got to hit all the undulations. It's got to hopefully not hit a pebble. It's got to do all of these other things, and that's where everybody else in the organization takes over. And the truth is, I just don't think they thought that the rest of their division was a threat.
Well, and again, if that is the reason, then where do you lay the blame for that? And it's on all of them. And for me,
yeah,
I look at the top and it's the head coach, because as the head coach, your job is to put your players in position to go out there and win games. And I don't think that the large majority of the season has been a motivation problem. I think you've gotten deep into games and you've, I won't say you've choked, but you've made mistakes. You've failed to make plays in spots where you could win games. And there are three games that you basically gave away in the fourth quarter. Two games you were up by 10 or more and you couldn't cover a punt. You committed a PI. You gave up a 50-yard bomb. You fumbled in the red zone. All these little things you did, for me, it has nothing to do with whether or not you were motivated. You got deep in games and you made mistakes.
So you don't even buy what George is saying then?
I buy it to the extent that yesterday they showed up and played with more enthusiasm and effort than I remember them seeing in about 3 weeks.
Okay, but like what it,
I don't think
that's what it just sounded like to me. You said that you actually think the Niners have played all year with a sense of urgency.
They've just played well enough to win more games than they have.
But have they played with a sense of urgency?
I can't tell that from watching at home. I can tell you this. Watching yesterday, it looked like they were playing with more urgency than any game that I can remember. Maybe going back to the opener against the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Yesterday looked different.
Yeah, they looked like last year.
Right.
They looked like last year.
And if he says they haven't played with urgency, I take him at his word because he's in the locker room.
Yeah, here's what George said.
I think the message was we need to play with more of a sense of urgency and play desperate because you just haven't really sensed that. And like, I've been on teams where it felt like, was it 2 years ago we were on an whatever, like 8-9 game win streak, whatever that was. And it literally felt like every play people were just scratching, clawing and fighting for everything. And I'm not going to call anybody out. Like, we've all not taken a play off, but, like, you know, just not fought our hardest on every given play. And that was kind of the message. Like, guys, just put it all out there. Because we have the players, we have the playmakers, we have the play call, and we have everything to win games. But, like, we have to do it out of desperation. And when you're playing desperate and you're playing, like, hey, if we don't win this game, our season potentially is over, that desperation fuels guys in different ways, and it's just how you take that and how you channel that energy. And I thought our guys did a great job of that today.
Okay, so like first of all, I mean, two thoughts. One of them being sort of what we were just talking about. Do you on its surface buy that? The other thing is if that's what's needed to win football games. I mean, that's a lot to summon over a month and a half period of play with your hair on fire. Play like this is absolutely the last play. I mean, I don't know, man. Like in the NFL, I feel like that's required all the time. And you're right. I can't speak to each individual out there. And have they been max effort? Have they felt this way or that way going into the game? Are they distracted by all the stuff the organization has gone through? I can't speak to any of that. But I feel like I can speak to this. If George says it, then it feels like it's got some credibility. And then the question becomes, why? Why did they not play that way the whole year? And I don't think the answer is because of the ignorance of the head coach. That's not the answer.
I don't think it's his ignorance. I just think that it's either a disconnect or a lack of motivation where the team is not playing that hard and they're not playing that hard in the fourth quarter. And I think about Kansas City, and we look at every Kansas City game, and all of us watching the Chiefs, every single game, you ask yourself at the end, how in God's name did they win that game? And they win every game virtually, and they don't play very well, and their quarterback rating-wise and stats-wise is not very good. Their running back is mediocre. They don't do anything well. They play good defense.
They go very good defense.
They've got a kicker who is a Niner cast-off now, and yet they win games. So I take George at his word on what he's saying because he's there and I'm not. But I also look at it and say, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to do that to win football games. You can win football games a number of different ways.
I know what you mean, but I mean, the NFL is not a place where you can half step. You can't just ease your way in and come out. Like you said this right before we started. Like winning games in the NFL is hard.
Yeah.
No matter who the hell you're playing. And we see it every single week, right? We watch the Chiefs have to scratch and claw to beat the Panthers. The New York Giants almost won a football game yesterday. I know the team they were playing was bad. But, like, any one of these things can happen any week. If Xavier Leggett would just hold on to the ball, the Eagles lost at home to the Panthers yesterday. They lost. But he dropped the ball.
Yep.
And so they didn't lose. I mean, it's razor thin all the time. And so I don't believe that anybody is good enough to go out there and not sort of feel that urgency. But I do understand how it can be hard to access. I get that.
You see, that I don't understand how it could be hard to access.
Oh, my God, because it's hard to access in life.
Right, but you're...
You have a hard time accessing it. So do I. So does everybody.
You're getting out there on an NFL field where your life can literally end. And you're out there doing battle with...
A little dramatic.
Well, we had a player actually die in the field, and then he was brought back to life, DeMar Hamlin. You've got
playing.
People get paralyzed, and you know, you can completely have your life altered on the field. And so I can't imagine being in that setting and not being highly motivated every time.
Yeah, but I mean that, but that's their reality. That's their every week. They like, you get used to it. There are a lot of people who have dangerous jobs and you get used to it and you don't throw up before you have to go to work every day and freak out. Like, it's
right, but to your point, you don't go out there and half step.
No, you have to play what you sort of believe is your hardest. But like I said, I don't, like, that can be hard to access. Do you think you start running faster if you're being chased? I do. Like, you can't always just snap your fingers and do that. And that's why I reject the idea that this is as simple as Kyle Shanahan should have motivated him. I don't believe that's how humans are motivated.
Well, you can motivate in a number of different ways. And Bill Belichick,
starting with yourself.
Bill Belichick would motivate by cutting guys. And, you know, if somebody wasn't playing well or if the team wasn't playing well, somebody would be scapegoated, and that would send, I think that would be a motivating.
Every NFL team does that.
Right.
Every NFL team cuts people.
I don't think Kyle does that. And it took him 5 weeks to cut Ronnie Bell.
Cut people every year.
Yeah, but it's not the same as when, you know, somebody makes a mistake or plays badly and then you cut them on the spot or you cut them the next day. That can be motivating.
That's just movie stuff.
Disagree? I mean,
when's the example in the NFL? Someone dropped the ball and they were caught at the end of the day.
I'd have to look it up.
I mean, come on.
That's Ray McCloud today.
Was he cut?
Should be.
But he's not.
But
so
he would
be. So what's your example of when it actually happens?
I'll look one up.
No, that's movie stuff.
It's not.
No, NFL teams don't operate that way. They don't hang their people out to dry because you dropped a pass. Or else you'd be hard pressed the next time your really good player drops a pass.
Well, if you
because
want
everybody
motivate,
drops a pass.
And Devondre Campbell's out there and he plays badly for 8 weeks and you just keep trotting him out there.
You don't have another option.
Yeah.